everyone, and welcome back to another week of the podcast. This week, I get to interview a dear friend, Janet Davidson, and I met this gorgeous woman right after I'd moved to Santa Fe. I was hustling and trying to find work and ended up bartending at a super swanky gallery opening. There I was in my little cute dress, serving beer and wine to all the illustrious guests that had chosen to stop by, when I noticed this really beautiful woman approach me, and we began talking. And she said, "By any chance, are you an actress?" And I thought, oh my goodness, good Lord, no. In fact, being in front of people and having to speak makes me want to vomit. But I didn't say that to her. I just laughed and said, "Oh no, no, I'm not." And from there, a friendship blossomed. What was made even cooler was realizing that she and I have the same birthday. And you know, I love me a good Pisces. So from then on, our friendship was off to the races. I've watched Janet's career and her life for several years now and was utterly thrilled when her book came out. It's titled Snow White Bites Hollywood, Then Hollywood Bit Back. I'll talk a little bit more about the book a little later on in the episode, but here's a little bit about Janet. She was a member of the Directors Guild of America, where she co-chaired the first DGA Women's Steering Committee. And in Hollywood, she worked on Remington Steele, Cagney and Lacey, Judging Amy, Caddyshack, Murder, She Wrote, and many, many more. She played a pivotal role in establishing the new film industry in New Mexico, and she also co-founded New Mexico Women in Film. But honestly, this woman is a trailblazer, and when you hear her story, you'll understand that she paved the way for women in Hollywood in so many different roles. She's really one of my favorite people, and so I'm so excited that this week you all get to meet her. So now, episode 158 of Bite-Sized Blessings.
There was a period in my life, and I think maybe I don't really have any relationship to why this was happening, but I seemed to really know ahead of time what was happening. One could call it psychic, one could call it just being in tune. But I would do things when I was at Remington again, because it was really at its peak then. There was a storm scheduled and we were going out to Malibu to shoot. And I went into the famous Abby Singer, and he called me in and he said, "I want you to change the schedule because you have a scheduled in 2 days to go to Malibu and this storm is going to hit." And I went back to my room and I sat and I just got really clear. And I went back to Abby and I said, "No, I can't change the schedule." And he said, "What? Why?" And I said, "Let's keep to the schedule. I just know it." There was a period in my life, and I think maybe I don't really have any relationship to why this was happening, but I seemed to really know ahead of time what was happening. One could call it psychic, one could call it just being in tune, but I would do things when I was at Remington again, because it was really at its peak then. There was a storm scheduled and we were going out to Malibu to shoot, and I went into the famous Abby Singer. And he called me in and he said, "I want you to change the schedule because you have a scheduled in 2 days to go to Malibu and this storm is going to hit." And I went back to my room and I sat and I just got really clear. And I went back to Abby and I said, "No, I can't change the schedule." And he said, "What? Why?" And I said, Let's keep to the schedule. I just know it. And for some reason, he went, okay, it's on you, though, when you have to figure out what we're going to do instead. I said, well, we'll stay and we'll do it. Well, we went out, we shot. It was absolutely fine. It started to rain as we were wrapping. It rained so hard that the set dressers couldn't get to Malibu for the next 4 days to be able. So if we had not shot that day, it would have been another 5 or 6 plus the cleanup. We probably wouldn't have even gotten out there. I can't explain, but from then on, Abby would call me in and say, okay, what do you think about this day? And I'd say, well, I think. So there were little things like that where it just, and that's probably where the courage comes in, because what made me so determined that I was going to be right over the famous Abby Singer. Abby Singer is a legend. As a matter of fact, the last shot of the day is always called the martini. And that's how the crew knows to start getting ready to pack up and go home. But Abby, there was two rumors. One, that Abby never got it right. So, and the other one was that Abby wanted to fool the executives. So he would call the martini, and the crew knew it was not correct because it was coming from him. So instead, they started calling it the Abby Singer. So the second to last shot is the Abby Singer, and the last shot is the martini. And that's throughout the world. And every film, there are people in foreign countries who are calling the second to last shot Abby Singer, and they have no idea why.
Love that image of Janet as a kid and being told, hey, you're not going to progress to the next grade. But then an adult in her midst seeing how talented and exceptional she was and saying, you're one of those kids. You are going to the next grade. In my heart of hearts, I so wish that each and every one of us as kids had that adult in our lives who told us how special we were, how exceptional we were. Not sure if that happened for you. I'm still trying to figure that out in my life, but that's what I wish for all of us. I'm so grateful to Janet for telling all of her stories, because honestly, when I was growing up, all of those shows were my favorites. And so it was very exciting for me to be able to interview her and hear her stories. I'm going to have a link to her book on the Treasures page of the website, but also in the episode show notes. If you get a chance, click on the link and check it out and buy the book. You'll be privy to all sorts of delicious stories and delightful anecdotes from Janet's days paving the way for other women in Hollywood. I'm also going to have a link to her website so you can check out a little bit more about this powerful woman. I also need to thank the creators of the music used in this episode, Sasha End. For complete attribution, please see the episode's show notes. Thanks to all of you who listen to the podcast. And this week, instead of asking you to write a review or leave a rating, I would love to ask you to share the podcast with your friends. Share it with strangers. Share it on a bathroom stall. All the miracles and magic and the stories that I'm hearing, they need to be heard by more people, hopefully to help make their lives a little shinier, a little brighter, and remind them that in the end, this gorgeous universe which we inhabit really does have their backs and wants what's best for them. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Janet. Be a trailblazer. Where in your life is there a story that you can't do this, you can't do that, that the world isn't made for you? Where are you feeling boxed in? Be like Janet and refuse to accept those boxes, those lines, those rules that people want to put around us that say, you can do this, you can't do that. Be like Janet and be like, I give no F's, people. Get out of my way. I'm a trailblazer and I'm going to change the world for me and for everyone who follows after. See you next week for episode 159 of the podcast. And until then, I hope your life is filled with beauty, with joy, and with conversations with strangers talking about this podcast. Thanks so very much, and see you so very soon.